Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 157. I'm here again, once more into the breach. I'm Absolute Deicide all over the internet. You can head over to gruntfreepress.com if you want to see that glorious money shot I give the internet all over its face. I'm all over it. there's a list of places you can find me over there if you care. If not, if you're an audio only listener and you only just love the professionalism and clarity, and you know, just if that's all, what you're all about, you know, you can just stick to the podcast. But gruntfreepress.com, there's some other stuff there you can check out. That's the public list I give out anyway, because what I do off the clock when I'm not on the internet, I mean, that's my own business. Podcast at gruntfreepress.com, email address there. If you send me a private request from there, from podcast at gruntfreepress.com, maybe we can work something out and I'll show you. I'll tell you what I do in my private life, but, maybe I'll give you a private cam show or something, or I'll make my dog drink my blood or some shit. Whatever you're into, I don't know. Let's get silly. So, yeah, speaking of places that I frequent when I'm on the internet. So, yeah, I started up a Minds account, minds.com. Grunt Free Press Industries, LLC, whatever. I fucking started a page there. Retardedminds.com. I don't know if I particularly like that site there. I mean, if I'm being completely honest, it's supposed to be like Facebook or whatever. I've never used fucking Facebook, but Yeah, I find mines. I think it's set up like very strangely how they do it. Where it's the usual shit. You just fucking post whatever garbage you have in your fucking head. I get people just fucking like, oh, here's some shit, and fucking write it out and post pictures and stupid shit. But yeah, if you like, whenever people like repost somebody else's shit, they get, like, whoever reposted it gets, like, credits for fucking views and upvotes and that type of thing on somebody else's, you know what I mean? Like, you take somebody else's fucking thing and you fucking repost it and it's getting fucking clicks or whatever, like, fucking it goes to you, you know? It's like, I mean, who gives a shit? I mean, who gives a fuck about that? About fucking, like, upvotes and shit? But they've got some, like, fake cryptocurrency thing going on there. Over at Mines, where you earn like tokens for how many views you get, and then you can spend those tokens to boost your like your own content to get more views, and like just like fucking like boost it to the top of, you know what I mean, just like fucking like the shit they have on this, like the sidebars and the featured shit, if you boost your shit. So it's just a cluster, it's a clusterfuck, and again, it's just like shit I don't give a shit about, like fucking like getting clicks and feel like I'm not getting fucking like paid. I don't care. And so it's also just because there's all that shit, it's fucking just the stuff that's on the side is like, it's not even, I don't even think it's like people that are interested in stuff that you're interested in or what, or it's just a mess, I think. And they have like fucking like different like groups and shit you can join, and it's just you join a group, you post shit in the group, and it doesn't like post like to your main thing, like just post in that group, and I don't know. It's fucked. I think it's a fucking mess. But anyway, yeah. I mean, I just fucking like, I'll post the show whenever this podcast. I'll just post like, hey, I put out a fucking new podcast, and like that's about it. And then some couple random things throughout the week. We don't really, it's a place to post the show. I'll put it that way. So I do that last week. I go on Minds. I fucking post like, hey, I put up a new podcast here, and fucking link to the site, my site, gruntfreepress.com. But when I'm there, I'm fucking looking, it's like all the shit in my feed's all in fucking like Japanese, or Vietnamese. It's in Vietnamese. Like the entire fucking like feed, everything, like every like suggested post, like the whole site, more or less everything's in fucking Vietnamese. I thought maybe I'd hit something on there, like some like region setting by accident, like, like fucking, like, do you want to like fucking like view the page and like, you know, set your language? I hit like Vietnamese by accident, but yeah, I guess what happened, there was some sort of like mass exodus from Facebook by most of the country of Vietnam. They just fucking stopped using fucking Facebook, and they migrated to fucking Mines, I guess, because of some shady shit with fucking, I guess like Facebook was helping their government identify and like shut down anybody who was like dissenting, you know what I mean? Like fucking, going against what the government, like speaking out against the government, like Facebook would like identify him and like they'd go to fucking like jail and shit. So yeah, I mean, the people of Vietnam, I guess, realize Facebook's gay, pretty much is the summary of that. So yeah, I mean, I could have told them that fucking a decade ago. I don't think I've used fucking Facebook like once in my life, like ever. That's one of those things, like fucking, like I just have had no fucking reason to fucking go to Facebook. So I don't even know what the fuck it's about, other than it's gay. Twitter too, the same thing. You know, I've used fucking like Twitter like twice just to yell at people. I couldn't fucking like contact like any other way of just fucking like, all right, how do I find this person to like email them and fucking yell at them, or like whatever, you know what I mean? Do they have like a website I can do it at, or like what? It's like, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, no, just a Twitter link, eh? So you do that, and then even that, like looking at Twitter and like looking at what the fuck the person I was yelling at, looking at what the fuck they're putting out and like what's going on in Twitter, I'm like, this is fucking really gay too. So there you go. So yeah, anyway, I've made all these fucking Vietnamese fucking Minds friends, whatever you want to call them, Mindies or Mindies. Of course, by friends, I mean, they fucking upvote and comment on Grunt Free Press podcast episodes that I post over there. I really don't, you know, if they're even fucking like clicking on the page and like fucking like listening to any of it, just yeah, I doubt they fucking understand a fucking single thing that I write or say. So you know, they'll put comments on there which aren't even in English or like Vietnamese. It's usually some sort of like fucking emoji bullshit. You know what I mean? I think it means they like it. Like, I don't know, it's like fucking commas and fucking semicolons look like a face, and like, I don't know, I think it means they like the show. And then yeah, then they'll fucking like look at their shit, the people like, you know, they're like putting comments on there, and like, what are they posting, I wonder. And like, Vietnam's a fucking gorgeous country, you know what I mean? The fucking girls are real cute over there. I'd eat some fucking Vietnamese fucking asshole after they'd been out in the sweltering heat all day, fucking working in the rice paddies, you know, fucking nice and sweaty ass. I'd fucking eat the shit out of it, literally. You know, it's fitting too, because, you know, the name of this operation I'm running here, Grunt Free Press, that I don't know if I fucking explained this or not, but I mean, if we're going to go into the real basics and, you know, fucking explain why we named this thing what it is in the first place, I think like episode 157 seems like the, you know, the right place to do it. It's a good solid number there. So yeah, I mean, the name Grunt Free Press is taken from a magazine that was published during the Vietnam War, and it was like an independent counterculture, like uncensored, like anti-propaganda thing, zine or whatever. You know, it was a magazine, but fucking, you know, it wasn't like mainstream. It was kind of like made by soldier journalists, like the guys on the fucking ground that were in the shit, you know what I mean? You know, it wasn't like fucking like Newsweek or like Time or some shit where there's fucking like sitting in like New York and writing it and whatever. I mean, it was or like those fucking, you know, mainstream sites, like, you know, sites or, you know, mainstream fucking newspapers and shit, like sending over their people to like go and, you know, embed them in a fucking platoon. So it wasn't like that. Like, it was like actual, like fucking, like, not like these are like real fucking soldiers like doing their thing. So it was, you know, it's a lot of like gallows humor and shit. You know, plenty of racism, of course, to just, you know, they were just trying to cut through like the, again, just like the mainstream narrative bullshit, which, yeah, in the video game realm, I mean, that's what I'm kind of going for, you know? So yeah, some kind of, karmic serendipity, you know, everything's corrected and everything's fucking, connecting with each other, horse shit going on there, some kind of fucking, whatever, you know, call it Grunt Free Press, then I just get a bunch of fucking Vietnamese people following me. So, yeah, and to those people, I just like to say, Xin Chao, and also there's a yellow donate button at the bottom of the main page there, gruntfreepress.com, so, you know, Didi Mao. The Banner Saga, I think that's where we last left off on our little saga of our own. So yeah, I was trying to explain how the combat system in the game worked, and also how the combat wasn't even really a major part in the game, or at least, you know, the combat's like equal parts of the game, where, you know, you get like the interactive story, the Oregon Trail caravan resource management thing, and then the combat, like the turn-based strategy, like, you know, I'd say like equal parts, maybe like a third of each that you're doing, or at least in terms of importance. I don't know if you'd even call it turn-based strategy, really. It's more like turn-based tactics, if you want to be precise about it. Yeah, because it's you know, it's typically around, I don't know, like 6-on-6 maybe is like a usual battle you're doing. So it's not like some grand fucking strategy thing, you know. Nothing large scale. It's not fucking Total War or anything like that. So yeah, so I beat the game. I completed the game. I finished the the Banner Saga. It's really not that long either. It's like, I don't know, it took me like 10 or 12 hours or something like that. So, yeah, I told you it was good. Last week I said, like, yeah, we'll wait till next week. So I had no idea what I wanted. I had no idea if it was going to be like fucking like 40 hours or what. I had no clue. I had to figure, I had a suspicion that I was towards the end of it. So, and I was, so yeah, to recap the story there, which I don't even think I fucking even touched upon that fucking last week when I started it. So yeah, you get a fantasy setting. It's very Game of Thrones type thing going on. The gods are all dead here in the fucking world. The sun won't set, like it won't go down. And yeah, there's an army of armored creatures called the Dredge. Yeah, so there's all these fucking armored, like, creature things called Dredge that are marching from the north, I guess, like the White Walkers. I guess they're going, like, east to west in this one or whatever, but, yeah, that's about right. I think it's east to west, they're going. So, yeah, so all this, you know, fucking just an army of these fucking things that are completely overwhelming and destroying every town they come across. You know, they're just fucking like pillaging the land, kinda. Not really pillaging, just fucking murdering everything, and fucking they just keep moving. So there might be an analogy for black people, I don't know. So I'm not quite sure exactly what the Dredge are. I mean, they look like, they still look like fucking like armored fucking shielded knights, but underneath the armor they're just fucking like bandaged up fucking like people. So it's kinda like zombies maybe. Yeah, they have some kind of like magical bullshit going on. Though they're hinting at, they might be like an intelligent race. That, you know, it's kind of what they're hinting at. Like fucking, you know, for, they kind of present them as, oh, they're these fucking mindless zombies. You know what I mean? But then fucking, you get like, oh, well, they're like worshiping some fucking like statue, and they're whatever. You know, you find like a baby at some point and shit, and So yeah, I mean, there have been world wars in the past with these Dredge guys here, where the humans, the giants, the Varl, they call them, they've had to form alliances to drive them back. But yeah, this time it's like the end times, or this mythology's version of like Ragnarok or something. Like, no, this is like this time is fucking just, this is going to be the end, you know? These things are gonna, you know, and they are just fucking completely destroying the world, you know. So yeah, the Dredge, they have an unkillable leader with them, as well as a giant serpent that's with them or behind them. I don't know if the serpent and the Dredge are aligned. I'm not even quite sure about that. But yeah, so this giant fucking serpent, kind of like, you know, the new God of War. If you played that, if you remember the fucking, it's called the World Eater, I think. So some kind of like Norse mythology thing going on here. So yeah, that thing's fucking eating the world too as it goes, and fucking just wherever it's going, instead of it being like complete light, it's complete darkness. So something like that. Permanent sunlight, permanent darkness, good versus evil. But I don't know, who knows who the true monsters are, you know, the circle of life or some shit like that. So, and that's actually like the simple parts of the story. You know what I mean? Just, you know, the Dredge are bad. You fucking have to, you know, you can't fucking, they're overwhelming and shit. So, you know, yeah, you just have to like keep running away from them. So don't even get me started on the human Varl socio-political fucking relationship or the Council of Menders or, so yeah, I mean, yeah. So as you're just like traveling away from this fucking, you know, giant fucking Dredge army, you're just hitting up all these different towns along the way, and they each have their own fucking issues going on. So some of them have been fucking like ransacked already by like thieves, or, you know, like fucking Dredge squads have been fucking just going in and just, you know, they're already there and they're fucking like attacking them, or they have and they've moved on and shit. So yeah, so some of them will be like Varl strongholds. Again, the giants are called Varl. So yeah, just be like a viral fucking city, and you know they don't take too kindly to a human. You know, the human that's fucking leading this fucking caravan going through, and that, you know, you're trying to like, oh, we need food and shit, and plus, you know, there's a fucking giant army behind me that's going to come and destroy the city. So, you know, you kind of have to like convince people about that, and you know, pick up you're picking up people along the way too. Some people, you know, you're picking some people up. Some people are like, oh, here's my staying fucking in the town, or they're fucking whatever, you know. Yeah, so sometimes you'll go to a town that'll have like a relative or like, you know, some kind of like history with some of the members in your party, and you'll fucking hear all about it, and you'll have to deal with that shit too. They're fucking enemies or whatever, or fucking oh, it's my sister or some shit or whatever the fuck. So the main thread of the story, you're playing as the leader, whose name I don't remember. I think it's a Rook. I don't know. I think Rook, maybe. So you're playing as this guy. We'll call him Rook. And yeah, because there's so many fucking characters in the game, again, you're just like swapping them out. This guy's just fucking a story beat. It'll be like one sentence. Like, oh yeah, this guy who was with you for fucking 6 hours. Oh, he went off and he died, and you just fucking move on. Then you pick somebody else up or whatever. So yeah, the leader though is kind of like a reluctant leader. You know, he just wants to get as many people as possible out of the way of the dredge. And yeah, you know, he's got a daughter that's with him. Again, this is way more in depth than I usually go into fucking stories with fucking video games. But that's a good chunk of it anyway. You know what I mean? It's pretty good as far as narrative goes for me. I mean, and, you know, I could fucking go on in detail, like fucking, oh, the story beats and all, chapter one, but whatever. That's about it. It's fucking, yeah, again, it's fucking this dude Rook and his daughter are fucking going across trying to get away from the fucking dredge. So, one thing that like generally pisses me off about these tactics games where you know you've got this fucking like large cast of fucking characters. Yeah, there's been a lot of Japanese fucking tactics games and shit like that. What the fuck is the one that everybody talks about? I haven't played because it just turns me off of shit. I wish I could fucking remember it. There's one with like fucking like, no, I was like, oh dude, there's like 200 characters in the fucking game and blah blah blah, and like, you know what I mean, there's this cast of characters. I forget. Suikoden? Is that, yeah, Suikoden. There's like two of them that everybody fucking like comes their pants over. I never played it just because it turns me off. I'm like, oh, there's like 200 characters in it, dude. It's fucking amazing. It's like, sounds awful. But yeah, so, yeah, usually fucking Japanese, you know, other like turn-based, yeah, Japanese, like JRPGs and shit do this too. They do it quite a bit where, yeah, they give you like this fucking, give you this giant party, and you're just like, all right, so here's the party members you can choose from. It's like, all right, well, you build up. It's like, all right, I like this setup, like this fucking group of people for my party. You take them, you build them up, you know, you level them up like certain fighters that are you really like or whatever, like you like fucking how they play or whatever. You start doing that, and then they'll make some like arbitrary shit where like some of them will be like fucking like, oh well, this guy here is unavailable for this mission, like he's off doing his own thing, and you know they'll cut you off, oh you can't use him, he's fucking grayed out. They'll split you up and shit. So it's just like, oh well, now you're forced to use this person you never used before, who's like level fucking one or what, you know what I mean, or whatever, just fucking, or you just fucking don't like using him, but now you have to, and for this fucking one mission we're gonna fucking forced you to do it. And yeah, we'll kill off fucking this guy and this guy, even though he's fucking, that's the one of those guys you were building up and shit. So yeah they do that shit in the Banner Saga, and it, you know, it pisses me off here too, but it's not like too bad, just because the game's not that hard and it's fucking like short. And you know, even if they do like everything they can to give like the illusion of fucking, this is difficult, you're making some hard choices, like you have to like fuck up like pretty bad to like really like fail it, I think. Or I mean, I lost a couple like battles or whatever, but it's just like, try it again, and like, you know what I mean, just fucking switch things up a little bit and you'll be okay. But it's not like fucking like ridiculously fucking hard. So yeah, I mean, I know I went over how they'll kill off your party members outside of combat, like during the story. I don't know if they even can die from combat. Like if you're in combat, like yeah, you know, if that never happened to me. Like I don't know if you can get like hurt so bad that fucking like it'll say like they're injured. Like if you, they'll go down, but it's not like fucking it's not like XCOM or whatever where it's fucking oh, this guy fucking got shot down. He's fucking dead, and that's the end of it. Like a permanent death. Like he's gone. Like you'll see him. Like they'll go down as you're fighting, but they just call him injured, and none of them straight up died. So I don't think you can die as you're fighting. But so yeah, I think the only way the characters can die is just like fucking like, oh, you picked B instead of C in this fucking story choice, so that guy's gone forever, like that type of thing. So the story too like splits up by design. There's like an A and a B fucking story. So yeah, it starts off with like switching off like there's two separate traveling caravans. Like one's fucking, you know, the humans, that rook guy, and then and there's one with a Varl, a fucking, I feel like I just have to keep explaining myself and assume everybody's a fucking, doesn't pay attention to me, which is true by my experience. But so one's like the human and human-led caravan. There's like another one with the Varl. It's pretty much all humans in one group and all fucking Varl in the other one. And so that guy's Harkin, I think, is the leader of the other one. So so you're split in half. Like you're kind of following these two stories of these two caravans traveling, and you're jumping around chapter by chapter, almost to fucking like, all right, here's fucking what's happening with the humans. Here's what's happened with the fucking Varl. You know, it's fucking chapter one, human, chapter two, Varl. And he's fucking gonna switch back and forth. And, I mean, that can be pretty jarring, but eventually, you know, they meet up and you're just in one caravan by the end. So it's pretty straightforward from there, you know, like fucking as you're just like at the end of the game, it's like, no, it's just fucking one group. Whoever's left of these two groups, fucking whatever, here you go. Just fucking like keep going. So, I mean, I'm really not the biggest fan of that, of like that splitting thing, but it's, you know, it's a cool like storytelling technique, I get, but it's kind of a pain in the balls as far as like mechanics go for, you know, when you're managing your fighters to be like fucking like, all right, well, I have this group set up how I want, and then it's fucking like, oh no, I'm just in a completely different, you know what I mean, next chapter I'm just fucking like completely dealing with a whole different group of people, and I gotta fucking remember like, you know, who does what after playing with those guys for like an hour and then going back. And the combat, it's strange in the sense that like fucking, they clearly went through a lot of trouble developing different classes for the game. It seems like there's almost as many classes, like as many different classes there are like different characters. Like, oh, it's almost like every character is its own class almost. It seems like that. It's not, but so you know, you have like, here's like they'll give you like here's the 10 fighters you can choose from. And there'll be like fucking like eight different classes, it seems like, from those 10 you choose from. So it's like, yeah, they're almost like their own fucking thing. And you know, you're looking at them and like fucking like, oh, what the difference is between a Warhawk and like a Raider or some shit. Like, I don't fucking remember, but it's like they look similar. Like, you know, they play similar, but they have like one different ability or some shit, and they just call them a different class. And, you know, they're both like damage dealers pretty much. So, and then you'll be in the middle of fucking combat. And you try to like set something up, and you realize fucking like it's like, oh, this fucking again a different like class in quotes. Like, oh, I thought like this is this Raider's fucking ability or whatever I was gonna use, but no, I picked the other guy who's fucking like looks identical almost, but fucking the special ability you try to use is not at all what you thought it was, and you're just like, oh shit, I fucked that up. So each class too has like a passive and an active ability they have. It's not always easy to tell what those abilities do or how they work. If you're just reading the description that they give you, and yeah, you know, you'll read the description and be like, oh, okay, I think I get it, kind of, but and then it's fucking like, oh, that's not really what I thought it was. You just have to kind of like experiment with experiment with your groups and you try out the different fucking characters and see what they do. And even then, like some of like the passive abilities, it'll just be like fucking like, I don't know what the fuck just happened. Everybody in my party's head started glowing for a couple seconds. I think that's their passive ability, but what that does, I have fucking no idea. So yeah, it's just like such a short game, and you're not in combat all that often either. Again, it's probably like a third of the game only is when you're dealing with the combat. So it seems a bit wasted. It's fucking like, oh, they put all these systems in and shit, but you're not really fucking like using them to like the full potential, or needlessly complicated. Anyway, I'd say I think I would have preferred like a more simplified system that they're giving you, like a more like a simple combat system for. It was like, this is just like, it's again, I'm not gonna say a small part, but this is just like a third of our game's combat, so we're just, you know, it's not gonna be like the most intricate fucking combat system. Instead it's like fucking, no, we built like this really fucking in-depth combat system, but you're only gonna use it for 3 hours or whatever during the game. You know, it's just like almost like a little fucking mini game you're playing. So I would have preferred it was either simplified or just fucking make more, you know, if there was more battles in the game, like more combat, you know, to make it worth like learning what everybody did, you know what I mean? Because as you're moving in that caravan, like they do give you like, oh, it's like a random battle type thing, but it's like, do you want to like fight them or do you want to like keep running? And usually the best thing to do is keep running, because you have like the, you know, caravan supplies you're dealing with that you don't want to fucking just keep stopping. It's fucking like, yeah, you kind of want to just keep moving to fucking, you know what I mean? Keep yourself from getting fucked over that way. So they do fix that in part two, where there's quite a bit more combat, but we'll get there when we get there. I did play fucking through two, so that's coming. But, yeah, a lot of the complaints I have for this game, I liked it, but again, it's like, oh, they fixed it in two, but we won't get ahead of ourselves because yeah, that doesn't excuse like this game here, like the first game. That's not that I can't put that into context with the first game, you know. So I'm not saying the fucking the game's bad or any of the combat's bad either. Not the best in terms of design, I think, because yeah, it's just fucking like, oh, here's all this complicated fucking shit you can do, but you're not gonna do, like, you're not gonna fucking use it. You just play through like a normal playthrough and just ignore like most of it and just kind of figure the shit out that you can figure out. Again, it's just like a short, fairly easy game. It seemed like kind of a waste of time. Like if I was glad I wasn't like fucking, you know, I'm gonna fucking sit here and like experiment and fucking like restart a bunch of battles to figure out shit and like keep like configuring my party and shit and like getting all like micro about it. You can just fucking just play and whatever, just like figure out the basics and you'll be fine playing through. So yeah, I mean the combat itself is it's grid based. You know, it's like just like a square board. It's fucking sectioned off in squares into a grid. So like every stage that you fight on is literally just a fucking like a square grid. That's all it is. It's a fucking, it's like a checkerboard. Like, here you go. This is what you're fighting on. That's it. And you just kind of move your dudes around. Fucking you take a turn, and one character takes a turn. Then the enemy, one of, you know, the enemy's turn. One of their guys takes a turn. And you just kind of like swap back and forth like that until this fucking until the you know, if you outnumber, I think I kind of want to, if you fucking like outnumber the enemy fucking team, whatever team is more than one person left at the end, like if you get the other team down to one person, then that's when your entire team gets to like gang up on that one guy. So it'd be like, you know, if you have five people left and there's one fucking enemy left, it'd be like fucking, all right, well, the enemy will go once, then you have like five turns. You can fucking just go and gang up on him and shit until he's fucking dead. So it kind of an odd system. You know, you have to get used to that flow of it. There's a turn order on the bottom of the screen, so you can see it laid out, and you can, you know, depending on how you place them to in your own party, that's your turn order. It's not like there's like an initiative role or anything like that. It's just fucking like, no, you put your guys how you want them to, what order you want them to go in. Then on the bottom of the screen, it's like, all right, this is like, you know, who's going to go on your turn, this who's going to go on the enemy turn, just fucking like in a queue, you know, on the bottom. So, I mean, I guess you could like technically work with that to like try to get some kind of like advanced fucking long-term tactics going on there of like who you're attacking. Like, you know, this guy's going next. I want to like trap him here in this corner so he has to go around my fucking shield guy or whatever, or fucking, you know, set up some like chess like bullshit of fucking, you know, blocking, you know, attacking this guy and like whatever. I don't know. Just the battles are so fucking like short, just fucking like what the fuck ever. It's just beat the shit out of each other pretty much, and whoever the stronger team wins, pretty much like the gist of it. So I mean, there are choices you're making that make a big difference. Get like in the combat, this choice, you know, this shit that you can do. You know, like the fucking like the character abilities and shit. When to use those? Like when to attack an enemy's armor over his health and shit. And you have like each character has willpower points that you can spend that do extra damage. So, you know, each fighter starts out with like a certain number of willpower points. But yeah, there's like a willpower stat. Depending on how high that is, that's how many points you get to start off. So, and then you get like whatever, you get like bonuses if like fucking the caravan's like morale, if the morale's high and shit, like you get like, oh, here's an extra point or two or whatever. So yeah, the willpower points, you spend those as fucking like whenever you attack, it's like, all right, I spend like one willpower point, I'll do like one more point of damage and shit. And, you know, on like a normal, like, oh, there's like a normal attack will do 3 damage, and it's fucking, all right, I'll spend one willpower point, that's gonna do 4 and shit. So like the number that you can draw, like what the total is that you can draw from, depends on the characters, their willpower stat, and fucking the maximum you can spend at a time, like depends on like that's like a separate fucking character stat too, you know. So it's like you can go up to like whatever, like 3 or 4 extra points or whatever you can do. You can also spend those too to use the abilities, which fucking is just like how many willpower points that cost, depends on what it is, you know. Then you can like up those two, spend more to fucking boost those. Like, I don't know, but for instance, there's a guy with a guy who was a fucking spear, right? He's got an ability called Impale, where you can jab somebody, right? You jab him with a spear and then you kick him back a few tiles. And yeah, that causes, bleeding damage, like when he gets thrown back, and the bleeding damage too is during his next turn. For every tile that he moves, he's getting, you know, he starts like bleeding, he takes like damage for every tile that he's moving. So you know, you use that impale ability, and it's fucking like, all right, so that just like the base cost is like one willpower point, and he'll get knocked, then like that he only gets knocked back like one tile, you know what I mean, from that. So, you're not going to fuck him up too bad. But then if you spend like 2 or 3, you can fucking like knock him, like you'll kick him and you knock him back. Instead of just like one tile, it'll get knocked back like 2 or 3 tiles. You know what I mean? So he'll be more out of the fight and he has to move more and take more fucking damage theoretically. So then there's one called like Tempest, another ability called Tempest, where it's just like a guy with like a hammer or an axe. There's like a spinning attack around him. It'll hit like everybody in that fucking circle, you know. So it was like the base fucking, if you do that, just spending like the one fucking one point, you'll I think he hits like 2 people, you know, in that radius. But then it's like, all right, I'll spend like 3, you'll hit fucking, you know, 3 people or whatever, you know. So you know, it's pretty much like the willpower is like a boost to whatever attack you're using, pretty much. It fucking makes it more powerful. So yeah, every time a character kills an enemy, you gain, you get like a generic willpower point that goes into like a, you know, it just goes into like a generic fucking pool that, you can use to, regenerate, like re-up like a fucking like any character on your team, like their willpower pool. You know, so it's fucking like, oh, I want to use an ability, but fucking I used all my willpower up already in the fight. And now it's like, all right, I just fucking use the generic pool to fucking like boost it back up. So, yeah, I mean, you just have to fucking learn how the system works. Just get a general handle on how to use the fucking the classes and how you fucking want to build a party that's going to work for you. So yeah, after each fight, you'll gain renown, they call it, which is kind of like XP, but it's XP and currency you use to fucking like level up your guys and to then you use that to buy like supplies and items and shit. And yeah, you'll also gain like some randomly you'll just they give you like renown for making decisions during you know, just like story parts of the game too. If like, oh, you made this decision, like, oh, here's some like renown or whatever. So that, you know, it's not like fucking for to level a character up, they have to, you know, just like they have their own like XP thing going on. They have to get like so many kills, and then it's fucking like, all right, you can promote this guy. They don't like automatically level up though. You have to spend the renown to level them up. And as I explained, like fucking, then it's like, oh, well, now I can't use that renown to buy fucking supplies and shit. So, so right, I mean that's the game pretty much, you know, story, fucking battles, fucking manage your caravan, keep them moving as quickly and efficiently as possible without getting them all killed by fucking starvation or whatever. Because you don't have enough supplies. So yeah, I mean it's a pretty good formula as long as you fucking just accept that you have to accept that, all right, those fucking three elements of the game are, again, they're just, like, about equal in terms of game time and, like, importance to fucking your success, and they kind of, like, feed off each other, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean, I really fucking liked the Banner Saga. And that actually surprised me quite a bit, you know, just because, like, you know, what I had read about fucking the game beforehand. It was getting like championed from the usual faggots. I just thought it was going to be like another overhyped, like indie trash fucking game. I'm just like, this fucking art fag fucking game, whatever. And just like, you know, it's kind of interesting, but it's just like the way people are talking about it, I'm just fucking like, it sounds kind of dumb. I'm just like, it's fucking mostly story and blah, it's just fucking the story and blah, blah, blah. It's like, I don't know. It's probably gay as shit, but it's pretty good. I actually liked it a bit. It was Kickstarted too. It was a Kickstarter game, which always fucking makes me like skeptical of anything. So, but yeah, I mean, it's a cool fucking mashup of genres. You know, decent story, decent combat. Kind of, you know, it's like a jack of all trades, or fucking jack of fucking those three trades. Anyway, you know, of just fucking those three fucking systems is what they're doing. So yeah, the only like big issue that I had was the final battle of it. Final battle of the game. Bit of a spoiler here, kind of, but not really. I mean, but plus, come on, it's like a fucking like what 3 or 4 year old game. So, yeah, what I'm gonna say about it might actually fucking like help people get through it without getting like fucking frustrated like I did. So fuck off. Anyway. So, the final battle, right? The big buildup of the game is, you know, it's the leader of the fucking the dredge that, you know, the guys have been fucking chasing you throughout the entire game, and it's fucking, their leader's this big fucking red dude, Sunder, or whatever, some shit like that. And yeah, you know, the big build up of fucking, this guy's immortal, and you have to you're doing like a couple of story things of you're trying to like craft like a magical arrow that'll kill him, I guess, like sort of like fucking like Ganon, you know, from fucking like Zelda. He needs a magical arrow, and so, you know, they set you up. Yeah, you're all set up for this fucking, this last fucking climactic fight with this fucking Sunder guy, this leader. And yeah, the last fucking battle, you're just fucking outnumbered and you're overpowered by these high level fucking, dredge that, you know, it's fucking, you look at him at the start, it's like, oh shit, like this is like whatever, I'm just like surrounded by these fucking guys, they'll just fucking murder me if I just, you know, just like try like fighting them straight. So, yeah, you know, you have to fucking take down, it's like, oh, just take down the boss there, take down Sunder, but he fucking regenerates armor and he regenerates health every turn that goes by. It's fucking, it seems like something like that. Every turn or every other turn is fucking, you see, like, his number is getting boosted, like, you know, he's getting, like, stronger and shit, so. So, yeah, I mean, I was saying before, like, the entire combat system up until that fight, up until the very last fight, has been training you to do the opposite of, like, what your instincts are telling you to do, you know, like, fucking, like, normally you kind of want to spread out your damage and shit, you know, like, fucking, that's, in this game, it's fucking, you know, you don't want to just fucking concentrate on one guy, you just kind of want to make sure that you're kind of whittling down the strongest enemy over and over again, and who that's going to be is going to change, like, every turn, you know, because the way the health works is the health is the same stat as strength, so yeah, you're just kind of like constantly going after the guy with the highest number, the highest fucking strength number. So yeah, this last fight, right, there's no way you're gonna win fucking the fight by fighting like that, because, you know, the boss, like the boss himself too, the fucking final boss or whatever, he's fucking his fucking strength is so high that he's just gonna fucking murder anybody that he hits in one hit. They're just fucking done, you know? So you just like have to, it's like, all right, so this time you just have to focus on the one guy, you have to focus on the fucking boss, but as you're doing that, everybody else, you know, there's fucking like eight other fucking strong fucking enemies on the board too, and they're just gonna keep attacking you as you're trying to do that. And they're going to take a good fucking chunk off your health. So yeah, I was trying to, I figured that out. I'm like, all right, well, fucking him. It's like, I kind of have to focus on the boss and shit. But, so I have that arrow too, that's going to kill him. But there's only one particular character who has the arrow, and right. So like, she's going to be the one that's fucking, who's going to take the shot at the end to kill him, you know? what kept happening is I'd have him down to like fucking, it's like he's down to like one health point, one strength point, and one fucking armor point. Like, he's just pretty much done. Like, just like one hit's gonna kill him. Then it would be the fucking the archer's turn, like the girl with the arrow who could kill him, and I'd fucking, it would show, I was like, all right, well, she's going to do like 5 damage to him. It's like, all right, cool, it's going to kill him because he is, you know, he has fucking 1 health and shit, so it should just fucking murder him. Then she'd attack him and he should be dead, like the battle should have ended, but it wouldn't fucking kill him. Like, he just keeps saying like, oh, deflected or whatever, and fucking, then like somebody says like, oh, you know, oh, you have to wait until there's no chance to miss him. like you have to wait until his fucking armor and his health are all the way down. It's like, dude, he has like 1 point. Like, there's no way I can get this fucking, just kept doing it. So I thought that's what I fucking did. You know what I mean? Just fucking normal attack and he'd be fucking dead as usual. Was telling me he's going to fucking, it's not even saying there's a fucking like percentage chance to miss, like fucking just like attacking him. He should be fucking dead. But it wasn't fucking working. So, yeah, but then like, you know, he'd fucking, next round, he'd fucking, his armor and his health would come back, and like fucking, you'd have to like cycle through the entire fucking party again, like my entire party. You're fucking like, all right, just keep, next turn, everybody's just keep attacking him again, I guess, till his fucking health's down to fucking 1, and back to the archer again, and fucking, let's like, oh, now he's fucking like regenerated. Like, some of the guys are dead now, so he's had more of a chance to fucking like regenerate, and it's fucking like, Jesus Christ, dude, and got like a shitload of armor and health now, and it's like, I can't fucking do anything. So, yeah, I tried it like 2 or 3 more times, fucking mixing up fucking strategies and shit, but yeah, I kept getting fucking murdered. So, what it is, yeah, what they don't tell you, which would have been fucking really, really fucking helpful, is the arrow that you have to kill him with, the magic arrow or whatever. Yeah, it's not like an attack. Like, it's under your, you have to go into like your abilities. There's like a fucking like separate ability there that wasn't there before. Again, I wasn't looking at those because I just didn't want to use them for the character that the fucking arrow. It's just fucking like she's like way in the back, and all like her only job is to fucking like shoot this fucking one guy in this battle. So I wasn't even fucking looking at those the abilities. Again, it's just like in a separate menu or whatever. So Again, I wasn't looking at those. I was trying to like save up my willpower for. It's like, all right, here's her turn to attack with the arrow, and fucking it's gonna like boost her up with the willpower and shit, like everything that I have to make sure like he's gonna fucking get hit by it. But it wasn't working, so yeah. So that was kind of gay. It's just like the fact that it just wasn't presented like clearly, so it fucking pissed me off. You know what I mean? Which, yeah, it's kind of a shame, like, right at the end. It's, like, the very last battle of fucking the game. I otherwise fucking enjoyed it. I'm just fucking like, what is this fucking bullshit? And once I figured it out, like, dude, why the fuck when they fucking make that easier to understand? Like, I don't know. I was just fucking wasting time replaying the same fucking frustrating battle over and over again for fucking 45 minutes. But, yeah, it's a good fucking game, the Banner Saga. So good, in fact, that I immediately started playing the Banner Saga 2, which we will get to very, very shortly. Yeah, welcome back. So, yeah, the Banner Saga 2, right? The really cool thing about the sequel is it carries over a lot of the shit from the first game. It gets carried over to 2. If you played 1, it keeps your save and it carries over to 2. So it's almost like Chapter 2 of the same game. You know, it's fucking just picks up like right where the first one left off. You know. Yeah, it's not like fucking like Mass Effect or like a Telltale game where they don't just like save a couple like major decisions that you made and you have one of like three fucking beginnings it gives you or whatever of the game. Yeah, you have like your entire party carries over. Yeah, whatever level they were, all the items that you had, all that shit's there. So I mean, you pick up like right where you left off. So again, I think the first, it's like, say, like the first Banner Saga ended at like chapter 12. Say, you know, it's like, all right, chapter 12 was the final chapter of the first game. Start up chapter the Banner Saga 2, and it's fucking it's like, all right, well, it starts off like the first thing will be like chapter 13 is where it starts. So it just like continues pretty much. It completely continues. So So yeah, I mean, like a little bit of time passed in the story between chapters, between games, but it's the same fucking narrative. Like, you know, the darkness and the serpent are fucking creeping in. You still have to like keep moving away from it, as you said, to like keep staying ahead of it. And yeah, that fucking the boss at the end of the game of the first game that you thought you killed there, it turns out that he really like is immortal. You didn't kill him. Like he's just paralyzed or whatever. So, or he's like sleeping or whatever the fuck. He thinks he's dead or some fucking wacky bullshit. So yeah, you're carrying him with you. Like he's in your caravan, like his body, and you have to do something about that. So yeah, it's a saga. All right. The first game was just the Sega Genesis. So, fortunately for you, because it's a continuation of the same game, you know, it's fucking, I mean, for you, the listener, I mean, fortunately for you who's fucking listening to this shit, I'm not going to fucking spend all that much time going over the fucking mechanics of how it works. Again, it's pretty much kind of the same thing, more or less, basically the same. It's just improved in a few ways that, yeah, just like small changes they made between games. I'll touch on because they really do fucking make a difference. The battlefields are not just fucking like the stage that you're fighting on. It's not just like a plain like square grid anymore. I mean, it's still like tile based, still like square based. Obviously, like you're still like moving in like tiles, but yeah, there'll be fucking like tiles on there that you can't walk on. I mean, you have to like move around them because of the, you know, there's a fucking like hole in the ground or some shit like that, like you know, like a crack in the, you know, there'll be like a fucking like a cliff or some shit where it's like, all right, I can't fucking, there's just like a giant, you know, there'll be like a couple holes you can't move in, some tiles will just be like off the fucking grid, yeah, off, as they say, I guess, you know, it's fucking just like, all right, it's like obstacles I gotta move around and shit. And that can actually make a pretty big difference. I mean, especially if you're using the Varl, which again, those are the giants, you know what I mean? They're the fucking big guys that take up like two spaces instead of like one, you know? So it's fucking, they'll be like, but it's like, all right, so you got like these big guys here, you can't really get your guys, you know, like your guys will get fucking all like jammed up behind them because it's not just fucking, you can't just like walk right around them, you know? It'll like the levels itself, the levels themselves will create like a choke point, you know? Or you know, you can use that to your advantage, and you'll have like a, so yeah, I'll take like a high armored, like a shield bearer or whatever, and fucking like have him up front to fucking like take the hold the enemies in place while you're, and then like have like your archers behind him like shooting, you know what I mean, like fucking, so if the enemies can't even get to him, you know what I mean, like the shield guy will be there just like holding them, everybody in place as the fucking the archers are behind him shooting. So you do shit like that, it makes it more dynamic, as they say. And there will also be like other barriers there on the field, barrels or fucking rocks or like wooden like stakes or whatever. Those will be in your way too. You can like attack them and destroy them. So yeah, it's more, again, it's just more dynamic. There's more going on there, which is good. It's not just fucking like, all right, it's gonna move these guys towards each other on this fucking grid. It's like fucking like, all right, some environmental shit I gotta deal with. It's not just taking turns fucking bashing each other until one side fucking dies. Yeah, you know, there's some footsies going on there. You know, it's all about the footsies, kinda. So yeah, I mean, there's more fucking varied objectives too they're giving you. Like instead of just fucking straight up kill everybody, you know, kill the other side every time. Yeah, it might be like, all right, you gotta just survive like a certain number of turns, and you know, you're using like the environmental fucking barriers to just kind of, again, just like hold off people and, you know, just like bide your time and shit. Or it'll be like, all right, destroy this. You have to just keep attacking this wall, like destroy this fucking ice wall. Or fucking kill the leader, the enemy leader, or until you do that, like the enemies are just going to keep like respawning. So it's just like, all right, you just have to just get to him and kill him as quick as possible. Yeah. So like that type of shit, it makes for more interesting battles, but you know, it can be a little bit confusing when the objective they're giving you isn't really clear, and it's like, yeah, you waste your first few turns, like figuring that out of what the fuck they want you to do. Like that happens every now and then. But they also give a, there's a lot more classes in the game. Again, it's like overall an improvement, I think, but some of them, like some of the classes, I think I just find them like straight up like shitty. Like, you know, it's fucking like, oh, who's this guy? I'm going to check this guy out. And then fucking you waste your fucking time taking this guy along and fucking leveling him up until it's like, oh, this guy sucks. You know, it's like the class, you know, they have like classes that give like buffs. That's one, like these fucking, like there's a couple bard type or, you know, bard type guys that just fucking like buff your other characters. And there's a magic user too that like conjures, she'll like conjure like fucking runes or whatever on certain tiles that fucking, like, all right, if you make your guys walk through this, then they get a buff, like that type of thing. I mean, that can be like really, really helpful in some certain situations, but most of the time it's just like, well, I could use this guy to buff my other characters, but I'd really just rather have a fucking another character in that slot that's just gonna deal like straight up damage. Like, that'd just be more useful than fucking buffing this guy a little bit, you know? Yeah, just, you know, because it's still like, you know, the turns alternate like that, so it's just like fucking like, oh, cool, I use this fucking, the bard's turn, I used him to buff somebody's strength by like two or whatever, but that's cool. But then like, oh, then fucking the guy I buffed his strength to two is like, oh, now we just got hit for fucking four damage. So it's like, what the fuck ever, awesome, great, you know what I mean? That fucking did a lot. So or again, you have like that mage who just fucking puts buffs on tiles, but her ability to do that just fucking puts them like, it's not like, oh, I'm gonna buff like one tile in front of this guy so his next move he's gonna walk through it and fucking like grab it. It's like, she does it on like random tiles, so it's like, all right, I want to go grab that fucking rune to buff myself, but now I have to like walk around it and like walk to it, so you're kind of, you're wasting your fucking movement to pick up the buff, you know what I mean? So it's fucking, it's not like ideal, you know what I mean? Like I get what they were going for. It's just like, oh, we want to add more options to, you know what I mean, to fucking mix everything up, you know? But it's just fucking like, I like that, but just, it's kind of like, doesn't really mesh with the way the fucking, like, still, like, the way the combat's set up, but just fucking, like, anybody who's not doing, like, damage, who isn't capable of doing fucking, like, straight damage, I just feel like it's kind of fucking a waste. I never really, I tried it out to make it work, but I could never really fucking figure that shit out. Yeah, then they do the split storyline thing again, too, where they have, like, two fucking stories going on at the same time. So yeah, I mean, one group that you're following is like the party from the first game that you're familiar with, the fucking Rook and shit. And yeah, so, you know, the those guys are fucking built up. You fucking cut your strategy down with them, and, you know, they add new characters and shit that you can kind of mess around with and fuck around building up a different type of group. But then the second group that you're controlling, their makeup is like very different from like anything in the first game. Yeah, the leader there is a berserker. I think he's the only one in the game. They're like that only class. Again, it's just fucking like, it seems like every character is a different class. But yeah, the leader of the second group that you're controlling is a berserker. Yeah, and that plays like very, very strangely. You know, it's the attacks that he does are like kind of like random. Like, you can like, so you set up like a normal attack. If I want to attack this guy, right? And it's fucking like straight damage. Like, you do like the straight damage thing that you would normally do. But he attacks twice per turn. Like, he does like one, the guy that you targeted will get attacked. But then he'll do like a second attack, which is random, to somebody that's near him. So, and that includes like, you have, like, he can fucking attack like a friendly fucking soldier, like somebody on your side that's close to him. And it could be like, all right, I gotta hit this guy. You hit the guy you want to hit, and then it's fucking like the second attack could hit another enemy. I think it could hit like the same enemy again, or it could fucking just murder, like attack your fucking, one of your guys, you know what I mean? That fucking sucks dick. When that shit happens, it's like, dude, what the fuck? Cause again, he's like the strongest guy in your fucking party by far. So he does like a lot of fucking damage to your other guys. So yeah, I mean, like trying to use him, like you'd think you'd want to have him up front, like getting in the thick of it, like, you know, send him into groups of enemies so he can fucking do like those two attacks and like hit fucking two of them at once, two enemies at once. But he's not like he's a fucking like tank or anything like that. Like, you know, his armor isn't great. And then they try to make up for that, but they give you a shield maiden who's kind of like the secondary character in that group. And that storyline is fucking like his fucking like buddy or whatever, like his fucking clan mate. And yeah, she has an ability that'll boost the armor of anybody who's near her. Like, who's, as long as her tile is, you know, where she's standing, anybody's touching that tile, her ability like boosts their armor. But yeah, so yeah, I mean, you have to be like on an adjacent tile. So it's fucking like, all right, so you're trying to boost the fucking berserker, but you have to get right near him, you know what I mean? So it's fucking, that leaves her open to fucking like get, she's gonna get fucked by his fucking like random attacks and shit. So I mean, she kind of sucks. Other than the fucking that armor ability, she kind of sucks. Again, it's like a buff, you know what I mean? You're using her as like a buff character. That just kind of sucks having to use, again, just like take up a slot like that. And then like the other like unique character that's with them too, like the third in the fucking line of like that group is, it's like a bard or some shit. I don't know if it's an actual bard or some fucking old guy. And his fucking main abilities is he pushes back, turn orders, like an enemy turn order of like, It'll send fucking, so you target an enemy and like fucking like, all right, this guy's gonna attack next or whatever, and fucking target that guy, and like it sends him back to the back of the queue. But it's not like you get an extra turn. Like, it'll just be like somebody else on the enemy team will take a turn in his place. So yeah, it just seems like it just seems like wasted fucking bullshit. You know, it's all right, I guess, if you're gonna like target like one particular enemy who's strong, but yeah, it's just fucking, you just have to like keep targeting someone like that. But you know, you just not do it. It just seems fucking like wasted. You know what I mean? Wasted bullshit. Doing that again, it's just fucking like, rather than fucking keep pushing this guy back, I just rather fucking attack him with somebody who does fucking damage. So, yeah, just, but like playing that group with the berserker, just kind of a fucking mess of just like random shit. I don't know. I made it work, but I got fucking slaughtered fucking multiple times because of the fucking, again, just fucking like shit that you're just like, oh, I can do damage, but it's just gonna be like kind of like random shit. So yeah, another thing too, like I don't think they even have like any like straight archers of just fucking like, I'm gonna attack this person for this amount of damage. It's like they've I think they call them like axe throwers or some shit, where it's like you target somebody and it's like, oh, this guy's gonna keep throwing axes at the person that you targeted, and it's gonna do like however much damage, but it'll be like fucking like one damage, but it'll keep going until that person like blocks it. So it's just fucking like dice roll every time. And it could be like the first fucking one you throw, like he fucking blocks it. So it's just, again, it's like that group is just fucking just full of random shit. It gets fucking infuriating. So yeah, I mean, as far as the story goes, right, you've got the main guy from fucking Banner Saga 1, like, again, he's just, like, continuing to run away from the fucking the darkness, then the berserker's on a mission to fucking dump a chest, into a lake or some shit. Like, he's fucking, like, he has a mission, like, he's, like, a mercenary, and, like, his paid contract is, all right, here's this fucking chest, just fucking take this to a lake and fucking dump it in there, which sounds retarded, but it actually ends up tying into the fucking, into the main story, without giving straight up fucking spoilers or anything. So yeah, you know, it's the fucking Banner Saga 2, you know, it's the fucking the middle chapter of a trilogy, so it's, you know, it's got some Empire Strikes Back shit going on there. It ends on a downer note, which, yeah, the ending, I don't really know what the fuck was going on. Like, I've been actually surprisingly fucking up till that point. I was like surprisingly fucking lucid about understanding the fucking story of the game. Then it just like ends on some kind of like cliffhanger, which I wasn't even like tracking, like wasn't like following like what the fuck was going on. And it's fucking like, oh, it's like something important's happening, but don't really know. I didn't really get it, but hopefully it'll fucking make sense in a couple weeks when fucking part three comes out. Because that's why I started playing this in the first place. Is fucking, like, I want to get caught up for when part three comes out. I like both the fucking Banner Saga games quite a bit. The first game I thought had a better story, and the second one had better production values really, I mean, like, they had, like, these short animated, like, fully animated cutscenes that was like, wow, those look fucking, like, good. Like, there's, again, so I was hoping for when I was playing the first game. I'm like, dude, I like this art, but there's really no, like, good animation going on there. And then the second one, it's like, oh, no, there is some fucking, like, the short animated scenes that look fucking great, you know? Look like an old fucking, old fantasy cartoon or some shit. Yeah, and then, you know, the second one is, you know, more fucking evolved and, like, interesting combat and shit. So, you know, they have their strengths and weaknesses. I think I like the second one a little bit more. There's a little bit more to it, like, mechanically. Like, again, I like the story of the first game. I thought it was more, I actually followed it, like, the entire way through and was, like, invested in it. I thought it was pretty good. But then the second one is more mechanically sound. So yeah, I mean, I'd say they're both worth checking out. I think that they're both, like, $20 or whatever. So it's like, yeah, if you bought, like, the trilogy, if you bought, like, you know, the third one coming up too, and if you bought all of them, it'd be like fucking $60 and it'd be a full length fucking game. So it'd be worth doing that too. Hopefully. I mean, hopefully fucking three is good. Hopefully they don't pull a fucking Mass Effect 3 and just, like, shit the bed at the end. That's always a possibility. We'll find out soon, I guess, but until then, Gay Sex, 20XX, that's a game about gay sex. I mean, it's not quite hardcore, not quite softcore. I mean, that's why they call it XX, 20XX is two X's, so, you know, you see a fucking hard dick fucking heading full speed right for a dude's gaping asshole, then just like jump cuts to just like the same dick just covered in shit and blood. And they do that 20 times with 20 different guys. So that's what they call it, 20XX. So I played a game called 20XX. It's a roguelike Mega Man clone. When I say clone, I mean, they don't even, like, try to hide it. You know, it's the title screen is that they give you, like, if you start up the game, it's just like they do, like, the camera pan up a tall building until it gets to, like, it stops, like, a robot kid in fucking blue armor at the top of it, and, you know, like, sitting there with fucking whatever, you know, wind blowing in her hair. Okay, because, yeah, 20XX, it's a girl robot. It's, instead of a proper Mega Man, you know, because the feminist won the Wily Wars, and, yeah, all the men have been exterminated by 20XX, so... Or maybe it's a trans Mega Man. You know, maybe it's fucking mega trans man. So yeah, I mean, the big difference in 20XX, I mean, besides the trans thing, is it's a roguelike. So you have to, like, you have to go through the entire game in, like, one run. But yeah, each time you go through it, it gets easier because you're collecting upgrades. You know, you're collecting. Temporary upgrades, or you're spending, like, currency on permanent upgrades that'll just fucking make it easier each time you go through. So, you know, you get fucking, like, you know, higher max health, higher max energy, and fucking, like, speed boosts, and, you know, different stats and shit. It reminds me a lot of Rogue Legacy, just, you know, with fucking Mega Man. I don't think it's quite as good as fucking Rogue Legacy. I fucking love that game. I really liked fucking Rogue Legacy, but, it's good and shit. 20XX is good. I mean, it's obviously not as good as... I don't think it's as good as fucking either of those games, or as good as a fucking classic fucking Mega Man game either. Like, it's not quite on that level, but you know, it's fun. You know, at first glance, you look at it and it's fucking... Start playing it and it's fucking... It's like, guys, it plays just like fucking Mega Man X. You know, you get the... you get a dash, you get... Get your charge shot. You can wall jump and shit. One thing I will give fucking 20XX fucking props for too is they didn't go like the pixel art route. Yeah, I know some people like swear by fucking pixel art for some reason. They fucking love it, but this is hand drawn, you know, like high definition fucking cartoon drawings. It, you know, looks fucking like it looks pretty good. You know, it looks fucking nice and clean and shit. Again, it's not just fucking like, oh, we just threw a bunch of fucking pixels. Here's our pixel art. It looks like fucking Mega Man, kind of. You know what I mean? It's fucking like, no, it's fucking, they did like the actual art. You know, like fucking they drew the shit. Yeah, a little bit on the small side, I think, like fucking like the sprites and shit, they could have been like bigger and looks a little amateurish, I would say. I mean, I it doesn't look bad, like, or anything. It's like, oh, looks decent. The game looks okay, but it could be a little bit better, you know, just like the quality of the art. I mean, whatever. I'm not going to fucking complain too much. Again, just the fact that it's fucking hand-drawn goes a fucking long way, but I don't know, it's like some of it looks like it's maybe like unintentionally like deformed or something like that. I don't know, it's the best way I can put it. To fucking just like you look at it, and it's fucking like, yeah, it could be. Again, it's just like a style thing. Like I wish it was just a little bit more fucking, I don't know, not quite. You know, it's a little off from what I would usually like, but still good. So yeah, I mean, because it you know, it's a roguelike. The levels are procedurally generated or randomized, I guess, and yeah, I mean that's where it falls off the fucking the Mega Man boat right there. for me anyway, you know, it's fucking yeah, I mean you gotta keep in mind, yeah, it's like a hybrid between fucking Mega Man and, you know, the roguelikes with randomized levels, but you know, then it's a hybrid, but fucking the concept of Mega Man is kind of like the opposite of fucking like randomized shit, you know. Like those games were all about fucking, you know, precision, like precision timing and trial and error, or whatever. Like, you know, trying the same sections that give you trouble over and over, until you have it fucking like down pat, like fucking memorized and shit, and you have like muscle memory, you can fucking do it in your sleep, like that type of thing is how I fucking see Mega Man. So, yeah, like 20XX, it's kind of cool. It's more about like reflexes and fucking, it's just like figuring shit out on the fly. Like, all right, I mean, there's like similar shit. Like, it's not just fucking completely random. Like, you know, there's a fucking algorithm there, obviously. There's nothing like too fucked up, but you'll run into like similar shit over and over, but it's fucking just like, all right, I gotta like react. I'm like, all right, now I have to fucking make this jump here and shit. So, I kind of like that, but again, it's just fucking, yeah, it's just fucking just like a completely opposite fucking design philosophy of like a real Mega Man game, you know. But and that can also result in like some, like, it just seems like some random fucking like bullshit sometimes. I mean, there's ways to get past it, obviously, like the shit they present you with. But it's just fucking like you run into like some really like complicated bullshit. There's fucking just like all this shit going on at once. It just seems like random shit. So yeah, I mean, you start out, the game just starts you out on like one random level first, so it's not like they don't give you like a level select type thing. You just fucking start the game and like, all right, you're on a level, just fucking go through. And you know, you beat that boss, then you can, after you beat the boss, it's fucking like they give you a choice of like there's these three stages you can pick from, like three different bosses you can fight. It's not like fucking, you can gain the fucking that the boss's weapon that you fight, but there's not like a fucking hard counter, you know. It's not like fucking rock paper scissors, like, again, like a Mega Man game. It's just fucking like, now you just like different abilities and shit that will do damage, but it's not like fire beats ice or anything like that. It's fucking just like, nah, just pick them and fucking go type of thing. So yeah, I mean, he's kind of like repeat that until the bosses are dead, and like I think there's like eight of them or some shit, I'd imagine. But yeah, you just kind of like repeat that. I haven't fucking made it that far. I don't know what happens after that. I made it to like the last boss, like the last night I was playing. I made it to the fucking, it's like, all right, all the bosses are dead except there's one last guy. I fucking like go up to him, and I was at the boss who made it through the level. And the levels too, I mean, they get harder, like each one you go to, just fucking, they make like more difficult versions of it, which is kind of cool, you know. And yeah, the last one I was doing was like, dude, this is fucking like ridiculous. Like it was just like insane. There's like these little tiny, tiny jumps I'm making, just fucking like fire everywhere. You have to be like so like precise and just messes of fucking enemies and shit. But yeah, I made it to the fucking last boss at like fucking, I don't know, like an eighth of his health left and shit, and just fucking like, nah, I get murdered. So I still don't know what happens once you beat like those first initial bosses. Like there's probably, I don't know if there's like a Wily's Castle like fucking equivalent or what. I don't know. So then just fucking you go through like another run, and yeah, you know, you're buying fucking the upgrades and you go through and fucking yeah, and the levels are fucking like remix and shit. So and it's kind of like frustrating, kind of frustrating doing that, kind of like addicting, you know, of having to start over again. But yeah, each run is probably like 20 minutes, like half an hour maybe. So it's just fucking like, all right, I died, fucking go, you go and you buy fucking upgrades and shit. And then it's fucking just like, I do like one more run maybe, you know, and it's going to take me like 20 minutes and shit, and just try to do a little bit better. So yeah, it's got that fucking quality going forward again, like the roguelike fucking addictiveness of just, you know, one trying to get a little bit better and shit, a little bit further. So yeah, I'll probably keep plugging away at that and see where that goes. Pretty fun. 20XX, decent game. So I just hope I don't get burned out on it. There's always that chance. Danger Zone 2. So yeah, that's a game that I played too. So yeah, I didn't play the first. I never played Danger Zone 1. But what it is, for all intents and purposes, it's fucking Burnout's crash mode. So yeah, I believe some of the developers of Danger Zone worked on Burnout in the past too. So that's pretty much what it is. If you're not a fan of fucking comparing games to similar or other games, you fucking must be loving this episode, I'm sure. Because, yeah, it's like Danger Zone 2. It's just fucking like, you played Burnout, you played the fucking the crash mode. That's what they're going for here. what the crash mode is, if you're not familiar. First off, you should really just fucking play Burnout 3 or fucking Burnout Revenge. The fucking awesome games, but yeah, I mean, the objective is you have to fucking drive your car into traffic and fucking cause as much damage as possible when you crash. It's crash mode. But like I try to do in fucking real life, you know, it's fucking cause as much damage as possible. So yeah, I mean, there's like puzzly aspects to it where you want to crash in like certain places, and you know, you have like an aftertouch to it after you crash where you can manually guide your car towards like they'll be like bonus point item like pickups, like tokens or whatever, or just fucking like this like cash icons of like, all right, I want to crash, then like you have like fucking like Tiger Woods like aftertouch, like, you know, I think they used to call it aftertouch on the fucking in Burnout, where it's like, all right, you can like slowly like kind of like guide your car where you want it to go and shit, and you're just trying to like get the, you know, pick shit up. And yeah, then, you know, then there's fucking challenges and secrets on each stage too. Like there's like a designated crash zone you're trying to get to, right? So it's not just like a open world fucking thing. It's all like very like contained levels. They want you to do certain things, you know, do things a certain way. So you want to get to like the crash zone that you're trying to get to is, you know, it's usually like an intersection or whatever. So, you know, you might have like a long drive to get up there where you're essentially like going up. It's like a racing game, you know what I mean? Where you're fucking just trying to get to the crash zone as fucking quickly as possible. Then on the run up there, they're giving you like bonus goals to do for extra points. Like fucking, it's like, all right, there'll be like six taxis there on the way there. Just like run into all of them, like smash every taxi on the way there. You get like different vehicles too for the stages, and it's fucking like, all right, well, this one here is you're gonna be like an F1 car, like fucking like actually like racing, like going like fucking fast and shit. So, in that case, it's like, all right, you just want to go like, get there as fast as possible, and there'll be like time checkpoints or whatever, like fucking like pole position or something. So it's fucking just, you just get to the fucking crash zone as quick as possible. You do that, you know, like bonus points and shit. Or like whatever, you know, fucking just, or just fucking like maintain like top speed, like the entire time, like getting there, like that type of thing. So, you know, so again, it's just, it's all very like planned and orchestrated, like very like small levels and shit. You're kind of going for like a perfect run type of thing. And the closer you get to that, yeah, the better the results are going to be. Like, you get like a higher score and shit. So, yeah. So once you do crash though, you press B. You do a crash breaker that makes your car fucking explode, and it sends out a shock wave that fucking, you know, sends other cars like flying away from that. So, you know, you can cause more fucking mayhem like that. You know, sending other cars and shit, and causing like pileups and shit. And yeah, you know, it lifts your car in the air, so you have like another chance to get fucking like pickups, you know. Again, like each like crash breaker you hit B that you have, you know, it's fucking like, all right, you picked up a token, that's another fucking crash breaker, so you get like another chance to like, all right, now I fucking like landed in, you know, send your car into another lane of fucking traffic, cause a fucking pile up, hit B, car explodes, you know, just fucking like keep going and shit, keep flinging yourself into other fucking lanes and shit. So simple enough concept anyway, fucking murder everybody on the road. So my fantasy, really. So yeah, you know, just, you know, how much damage you do like adds up to your score, and depending on your score you're getting different medals on depending on that. So yeah, it's like a score chase game, you know. They got fucking online leaderboards, that all that fucking good stuff, that I generally don't fucking care about that shit, but although I was, like, every level I beat, I was fucking pretty high up there. I'd be like fucking like top 20 in the world, top 30 in the world and shit. So yeah, I'm either really good at this or fucking nobody's playing fucking Danger Zone 2, which is a shame. You know, it's a fucking decent game. I'm not going to say it's as good as fucking like Burnout or something like that, but, it's good. You know, it's low budget for sure. Like, you know, the graphics aren't fucking great. I mean, you run into some funky stuff every now and then where your car freaks out. You know, it'll start like fucking, you know, it's like hit a little fucking bump and your car just like turns on its side completely. It's going sideways. Like, it can get like kind of glitchy and shit. You know, you'll fucking clip a cone or some shit and your car gets all fucking fucked up and shit. Yeah, a couple times I managed to fucking like go right into the intersection, like go heading towards the crash zone. I'll fucking like miss it completely, like miss every car and just kind of like fly past everybody and keep fucking driving on the road until, and then the road will just fucking like end. You know what I mean? Like, just like the world wasn't finished beyond that point. Like that type of shit. There's some weird like glitches and shit, but whatever. I mean, it's that happens in a fucking $20 fucking budget game. So, I mean, yeah, it's great for what it is. I mean, so the game's a little bit on the short side. I mean, I went through the entire thing in like 3 hours, and getting like gold or platinum on fucking like almost like every race. You know, it's funny. You know, a few of them I did like multiple times to get like at least like a gold or whatever, but. Even doing that, like replaying shit to try to get like good scores, only took me like 3 hours. Then after you do that, it opens up some like non crashing, just kind of like pure race tracks that you're doing. It just fucking just like go and, you know, just fucking, it's just like a straight race. You're just trying to get to the end, I guess. Yeah, but who wants that? You know what I mean? You could play fucking longer. You know, you can play the game like longer and shit, but just like really trying to like perfect it, get like platinum on every course and shit. But I might do that. I might go back and try to just fucking just get good scores in every fucking course. I don't know. It's a fun game. I mean, the only negative is I can really say about it is the, when you do the crashes and shit, they don't really look all that great. And it's not very detailed or fucking visceral or whatever when you're crashing. And that's what the game's all about. You know, you'd figure they really put like real work into that. But, yeah, when you do like the crash breakers or whatever, like when you explode your fucking car, like I was expecting like this big fucking like boom, like, you know what I mean? It's like a fucking nuclear fucking blast and shit, fucking windows shattering and fucking car frames fucking like crumpling up and shit. But you do like those crash breakers, it's kind of just like a wimpy like air blast and shit that goes out, and They obviously didn't have the fucking production value of like a Burnout or whatever, but I mean, the gameplay's there. Like, the gameplay's pretty fucking solid and shit, so that's what fucking really matters, right? Right? Right. So, yeah, I mean, the only other thing that matters is gruntfreepress.com, and the way you contact that fine establishment is podcast@gruntfreepress.com. I'm Absolute Deicide, and yeah, that's another one in the books. To what end? I don't know. Only time will tell, and time makes fools of us all. So think about that one until next week. I mean, like, really think about it. Think deep about that. Yeah. Good night.
Consular notification. You have not received a letter. If you need to query, press 1.
End of message. To erase this message, press 7.